Rock and roll.
Right. So, what are we doing?
I think we're doing another one of these, Squire.
Yeah, okay. So I'm ready with my Anthony Ward story. Anthony.
You're
Anthony.
Poised?
Yes, I am. Okay, ready.
Deciding that a podcast looking into the science fiction serials that featured in cinemas in the 1930s and beyond was long overdue, Andy and Martin set about rectifying this omission. Having completed the 1936 13-part serial entitled Flash Gordon, made by Universal Pictures and based upon the cartoon strip of the same name created by Alex Raymond, they have decided to continue their running commentary series with Flash Gordon's Trip to Mars from 1938, once again covering all 15 chapters, episode by episode, until the entire story is covered. Naturally, once these are done, Flash Gordon Conquers the Universe will be along before you know it, before they turn their attention onto other serials made in the same era. Hello, and welcome to Space Soldiers, a commentary podcast with Andy Priestner and Martin Holmes. Flash Gordon's Trip to Mars, Chapter 11, Human Bait.
Hello and welcome back to Space Soldiers, a Flash Gordon commentary podcast, in which we explore all three Flash Gordon serials and possibly more after that if we feel inclined.
So, we're not sick to death of each other.
Yeah, exactly. Or more if we're not sick of movie serials. I think this is more of the fear.
No, they're always rubbish. No. Sorry.
So we're in the middle.
Well, the thing is, if you start with the best, you see, that's the problem, isn't it?
Maybe. And I have to say, I am reevaluating Trip to Mars, and I think it's more on an even keel with the first serial than I thought. But more on that later. Flash Gordon's Trip to Mars from 1938. Last week we had Chapter 10. We are now on Chapter 11, Human Bait. And
Human Bait.
Honestly, we are agog with anticipation to find out whether Dale actually murdered Flash with a dagger.
Are we worried though about this title, this Human Bait? Does it conjure up? I mean, obviously, imagine you've walked into the lobby of your local cinema, Cinematografo, Atorium, or whatever it's called, and you've seen the big board with the exciting pictures in the lobby, and it says Human Bait, or indeed you actually read the caption at the end of last week's and remembered it because you weren't sort of high on fizzy pop. Have you spent the entire week worrying about what Human Bait might actually mean? Because it's one of those really ambiguous titles, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're just more worried about the fact that Dale's stabbed Flash, really. And you're probably thinking, you don't need to pay much attention to the titles because they never make much sense. I point you to Trapped in the Turret.
But obviously, if you've got a dead knifed in the back Flash, you could stick him on a hook and go fishing for
you
the...
You could.
Martian equivalent of a shark. So maybe that's the image that's been in people's heads all week.
Possibly. I think that's just you. Personally.
Possibly. Well, you know, I like to think sometimes about going fishing, you know.
What was that accent?
God knows. Shut up, I'll sing again.
I have to say, I do like your accent for the man on the studio set, whoever that was last week. I would like to hear more of him. Anyway. So,
basically, I'd like to hear more of him is not a phrase I hear very often.
I have done some more homework. I am ready to present the...
I tell you, you must be working... I mean, you must be... It's like steam must be pouring out of prisoner taps every
absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
You're sitting in... do you have sort of little people feeding the furnaces in the basement so you have enough light?
Yeah, in leather shorts. That's how I like it. But...
can you actually float all of Priestner Towers up in the air and move it to another location?
And we've done so much work recently, and all the smoke coming out, that the people in the local area think that we're deciding on the new Pope. So, that's what's happening. So, what I have prepared is the Anthony Ward story.
Ah,
yes.
Which one's he then?
Well, exactly. You can be forgiven for not remembering who he is. Of course, Martin and I know everything about Flash Gordon's trip to Mars. Everything. So we instantly know we are talking about...
Crib notes.
We are talking about Turan, the king of the forest people, slash fire people, slash whatever else they were called people. And...
Yeah. Yes? And do you know there was an 80s band named after Turan?
Oh... Dad jokes. So Anthony Ward, we'll find out more about his life and works later.
So good they named him twice.
Exactly. So, more on that later. But for now, get ready for to now. Count down from five. So professional.
The traditional counting down.
Yeah, from five. Actually, why don't you do it for a change? Go. Why not?
Oh, good Lord, no. Good Lord, no. I mean, no, you can't possibly do that.
I couldn't possibly do it. I know, it does require lots of skills that I feel you might not have. Wow.
Broadcasting nous.
That's what I have. I actually have that on my LinkedIn profile. I've not been recommended for it yet, though. I've not been liked for it.
No.
Broadcasting nous. Broadcasting.
So you're narrowcasting. I suppose we are narrowcasting.
How do you spell nous?
It's a bit like house, but with a n.
Oh, is it? It's just nous, like that. House, nous.
Nous. Or mouse.
That's a good rhyme for house. Anyway.
There's nouse mouse around this house.
Exactly. Right.
I feel that's a whole Donald wears your trousers thing, and of course that takes us back to Donald.
Yeah, Donald Kerr wears your trousers.
Donald wears your space nappy.
Yes. No, that's Richard.
Let the wind blow low, let the wind blow high. But I think it's Richard Alexander,
isn't it? That the space nappy. Anyway,
I did. It's true.
Chapter 11.
Darren wears your trousers.
It's called Human Bait. Let's see if fishing is involved. Right. After 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blame. Oh, there's a bit of a pause on my one there. Oh, it's okay.
There we go.
We're there.
Ha. We need to find new things to say about these titles. Come on.
Well, I was just going to ask you about where you feel this is hitting compared to the original serial, because I already implied that I felt... that it maybe wasn't as wonderfully strong as I thought it was, Trip to Mars. What do you think?
It's interesting. It's certainly longer. What gets me is the stuff you remember being excited by as a kid. I mean, I remember that little underground truck thing.
Yes.
Being in it all the time.
Yeah.
And really, it's not featured as much as I thought it did. And it's kind of odd when you start rewatching all these years later, because I think the stuff that you remember from being a child compacts together.
Yeah.
So all the exciting bits you remember and all the other stuff you actually do forget.
Yes.
And I think that's what happens. Anyway, intro.
Yes. Chapter.
Back to the TV.
Chapter 11. Human Bait. Click. Good.
It's a nice font, isn't it?
Oh, I do like it. Font. Flash promises the Clay people that he will free them from Queen Azura's curse. Curse, not case.
She's got the curse.
Yes.
Bless her.
In the forest, Flash and his friends separate to search for Baron's rocket ship, brackets pointlessly, and... Yes.
We don't need to go there.
The tree people capture Dale and force her to stand in the incense of forgetfulness. Under this magic spell, she takes a sacred oath to serve their great god, Kalu. Ah.
Gosh. You see, I'm kind of misunderstanding slightly, because I do get the impression that hadn't we allied ourselves with the tree folk in an earlier episode, or did we run away from them again?
I really don't remember. Is that bad of me?
I know that we basically did in their idol.
I don't remember how we got away from them.
So maybe we all just ran away.
No, we did.
Run away with No, actually, no.
Dale helped.
Ran away with the sapphire, didn't we? So yeah, okay. They're not our friends.
No.
But we mocked their hats.
We did.
Mock their party hats.
Yeah.
Anyway, Flash to the rescue. And what thanks is he going to get for it, we ask ourselves?
Very little.
Yeah. There's a big old chance to see this well-staged fight sequence, I thought, really, on the whole. I mean, this is proper, you know, take on two, take on one, take on three. It's properly ordered here, you know.
I was watching it.
And there's a lot of waiting tree folk.
Yeah. That didn't happen last time.
Did we see?
No.
No, no. Frightening the rest of them off with his zappy laser. That's a bit of, you know, bit of Zarkov action there. But this is where we get Dale stabs you in the back first chance she gets.
Wow.
which is exactly what you'll be getting, if you remember.
Yes. Now, she's buggered off behind
the eyes. Oh, see, everything's connected. We connect with all our previous episodes in some small way.
Yes.
There's a very devious plot going through our conversations that we've had throughout this series.
Of course.
If you look for it carefully...
Yes. It's a tapestry.
Anyway, Flash has been rescued by Baron.
Oh!
It is. The clues are there if only you're looking
I
for
know.
Them. So we have a line of tree folk.
Lots of them.
But we have our three heroes carrying Flash and zappy guns.
Yeah. Come on, this way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we won't go on pointless errands
with,
in the future.
Donald bringing up the rear. Yeah, Donald's on point.
Flash.
Was it really Dale Arden that did this to Flash? Oh, well. I'm sorry. I mean, your attitude to women there, Happy, is a bit suspect, to say the least.
Why, what did he say? I missed it.
Well, I mean, she must have gone crazy. That's his assumption. Maybe she didn't like Flash. Anyway, oh!
Here's Taran, Anthony Ward. So, Anthony Ward, let's hear about his career. He was an actor for many years, and he was mostly cast as a henchman in 1930s and 1940s serials.
Did he often wear these Tibetan hats?
Always. Lots of westerns, but he was also in quite a lot of other popular serials, such as The Spider Returns, Batman, The Masked Marvel, The Purple Monster Strikes, and The Black Widow. Gosh!
The Purple Monster Strikes?
Yes, I like the title of that one.
That was a film.
I think it was a movie serial. That's one maybe we prefer later on. Anyway.
Why?
But he is best remembered, as I think I've said before, for playing Killer Kane in Buck Rogers.
Ah.
But weirdly, looking through his credits, he also was cast as Killer Mace in another film and Killer Blake in yet another one. So
well, maybe it was his wrestling name.
The killer thing stuck, which is weird.
Yes. It's not a name you really want, is it, hanging around you for most of your career?
No.
You know.
But his last appearance was in 1964 in the film The Carpetbaggers. And
wow.
After he stopped acting, he owned a men's clothing store. There you go.
Wow. So?
That's all.
The Tailor of Tarnak.
Exactly.
That chap who lies on that shelf waiting for the forest people to get in touch has found he's had another day's work. So that we talked there over a lot of forest people action, but basically it was, you know, who's got what and has she taken what? Let's send her over there. So basically, we're back at Ming HQ. Back in the lab.
Is it okay if I just read out my few credits that I had for Anthony Ward that I really liked?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Tough Seaman in Crow's Nest was one of my favourites.
I beg your pardon?
Tough Seaman in Crow's Nest. Another one I like.
Well, I've heard it called some things in my time. Fair enough.
Sorry. Another one I had was I've done the first best one first. Next one I had was
okay.
Second Thug on Train.
Ah.
And Friendship Club Con Artist. They were three of his credits. But clearly the best is Tough Seaman in Christmas.
Well, obviously. Yes.
Sorry. Anyway.
Well, there's nothing much you can say about that, is
back
there?
To the plot. Back to the plot. Quickly, say something, Martin.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's basically, yes. Lots of devious... Oh, God, what's
going
on here?
Flash is taking his top off. Please admire
Flash,
my body.
Shirt off, and Zarkov doing a quick knife wound fixing thing with his, presumably, a device he's knocked up in the woods.
Yeah.
Anyway, the strato sled is off because they're taking Dale to see Ming.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Oh, the flying hat men are back. They look very pleased with themselves.
Well, that's because they've got...
Is this still the Death Squadron? Because they look quite happy for a Death Squadron.
They do, don't they? Maybe it's a good life. You don't know.
Oh, luckily they've had their strato sled stolen, but somewhere around here... Is Baron's, isn't it?
Well, it should be there. There was all that faff to
Let's
go back.
Let's play Hunt the Rocket Ship.
Yeah, come on. Don't go near the forest people, though, idiots.
So the rest of this episode will be playing Hunt the Rocket Ship.
Well, I think that was the last episode, wasn't it? So does that mean that Dale's the human bait? She's been taken away now. Is that what it is?
It would appear so.
Oh, okay.
It would appear so.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, you know. because they could have called it Girl Bait, and that would have been a completely different episode.
Oh God, that sounds wrong. Very.
Anyway, these days it'd be Woman Bait.
Very wrong.
Which still sounds wrong.
I'm a bit confused about the hierarchy in Forest People society, because you've got him, who's just the temple priest.
Oh, now, this is going to be a bit devious.
The temple priest.
Sorry.
And then you've got Turan. Is he the leader? I don't get it. Anyway, what are you interested in? Why was it more important than my hierarchical commentary?
Well, think Peladon. You've got your high priest and you've got your King Peladon. So,
oh, okay.
It's a structure.
Right. Well,
you know, you've got your queen in this country and you've got your Archbishop of Canterbury. You know? It's a structural thing. But basically, Zarkov is now threatening the high priest with his own incense of forgetfulness.
Oh, I see.
If he doesn't tell us how it works. So he's got a mug of incense of forgetfulness.
But Baron's taking that all in as well. I don't think he realises that.
Yes. Well, none of the rest of them are wearing masks, you know, which, of course, we all know is wise. Wear your mask if you can, especially when the incense of forgetfulness is about.
I think they're all anti-vaxxers as well, these Hollywood types.
They would appear to be. But I don't understand why they don't really... Is it just the nearest nose gets the lot?
I think that's the rule.
That's the theory.
Yeah.
We're much taller than you, High Priest, so he's actually quite a low priest.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, heightist. I'm sorry. But, Ah, rocket ship! Hurrah! Yeah, we'll have a handful of them.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Happy. Be useful for once.
So we've got three tree men fire. Oh, killed on sight.
Spread that news!
Really lucky for Happy, who's sneaking up on them. Sorry, we've decided to kill on sight now that Happy's the one. Oh,
this is like William Hartnell going woohoo to the Daleks.
Caw-caw!
We're back in the chase again. Woohoo! Over here! Archie!
Distraction Happy.
Oh!
Oh!
I liked Happy's at the response to that. Gang.
Yes. I don't actually believe those darts are particularly aerodynamic, actually. I think that if you were making paper planes, I don't think that's how you'd make them. Oh! Fell over a log, but look at that. That was a deliberate fall over a log so they could get
this
the
was
old
less
tree
than
through.
A plan, though, wasn't it? Because they're literally you just think? Fighting the forest people.
Yeah.
Oh, even Zarkov was strangling someone. I'm not sure I'd buy
he
that.
He was doing a very big scream reaction there.
Oh, is he on the bottom? Happy just
Zarkov was throttled.
Happy was sitting there.
And as to that position that Happy's got him in.
Hitting him on the bottom.
Yep. Oh, and now they've basically pushed Happy up by
Martin,
the bottom.
He hit his...
There's a lot of bottom acting going
he
on.
He hit his crow's thing. Nest.
At this point, we had to pause the recording because both of your hosts suddenly lost complete control of their faculties.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, back in the rocket ship.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. He's not been looking after his rocket ship, has he, Baron? Really?
Do you think? I mean, why? What clues?
His control panel's got larger from his crotch area. I think it's so he can still see the lights while his head's in the way, as it were.
Oh, I see. As it were.
But anyway, some serious stuff going on. Got any
bad wings, Baron? What was that?
Ah, a bit of Zarkov exposition here.
Something about nitrogen.
Oh, it's quite simple to cure it. All you would do is add salt to some lithium. Now, lithium sounds well named to me. I mean, it's kind of like lethal. It's got a really good thing, you know. But it also has that air of lithium.
Yes.
And of course, lithium was used for people's brain problems back in them days.
Well, isn't it still used?
Well, precisely.
Yeah, okay. But was it maybe?
What it means, I think I think they used to bandy it about.
Yes, they used it in dangerous quantities back in the Hollywood days. Yeah,
they're a bit more careful with it now.
Yes.
Anyway, no seatbelt for Dale there. I feel as she sits there, terse and completely and utterly under the influence. So the Strata sled is back home to Azura Base.
Toy Town,
Azura Base.
Yes, it always looks like Toy Town to me. I can't help it.
And they're manipulating Dale down the ladder, although she doesn't really need it.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't need any help, thank you. They're the ones that need help with their helmets with wings on it and get caught.
Well, we know they are the rubbish guards of Mars.
The rubbish guards.
Oh, and they keep trying a new salute, and you need to keep your salutes consistent.
You do! You can't just do any old salute whenever you like.
Yeah, we'll do that. This is the salute of the day. Maybe it's a secret thing. Oh, light bridge.
Yes, light bridge. Drink, light bridge. Drink. We've seen the light bridge. I'm not drinking. I'm still eating Aero peppermint bubbles. Still no sponsorship deal has arrived. Aero. You produce Aero.
Yep.
Nestle.
They haven't come here, but it's very hot weather.
We shouldn't be allied with Nestle anyway. They're naughty.
Ah, yes, but you can taste the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a whole lot of paraphernalia there just to get Dale across a light bridge. I think this is to remind everybody what a light bridge is in case they forgot. There's lots of milling about acting.
So. Honestly, we've had that scene so many times now.
What, the milling about wide shot?
Yes.
Ah! Oh, wait. Oh, nope. So I was wondering where Azora's hand was then for a second as Ming stood next to her. What's she doing? She having a quick... Yes.
Quick fondle.
Yes, messing with the Emperor's Ming.
It's lonely being in charge on Mars.
It is. It is. Still, he looks happy enough in his robe. His day robe, yes. I feel.
The fairest people. She's very Queen of England, isn't she? I am the Queen of England.
I'm the Queen. You're using my Queen voice. This is probably where the leap was to get them to do the music for the film later on. I thought, there's a queen in this one. Do we know any appropriate rock bands?
It's a link.
He's looking very chuffed, Ming, though, isn't he?
Well, that's because he knows he's fucking everyone over, like, including Queen.
But he seems less obsessed with Dale. Maybe he doesn't, like you say, he doesn't like brunettes.
That was it. He doesn't like brunettes. He only likes blondes. He's very stereotyped.
Fickle.
I am no Earth Woman.
Ooh.
I serve in the Temple of Kalu. God, that incense is strong stuff.
It is.
Are you sure it wasn't lithium? Brackets lithium.
Lithium, well, this is it. I think she may have overdosed. See, the thing is, they don't know what the dose is for an Earth Woman, do they?
No. You wouldn't know, would you?
It could be lithium lethal.
Oh, this is a good, rocket ship. Harpy noises.
Proper rocket ship.
Oh, these look like Batwing costumes. Are they going to Batwing it?
They are. They're about to Batwing out of the thing so they don't have to do another one of those dodgy landings.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
And they're all standing next to the engine block, which I find slightly hilarious. At least it's not sparking anymore.
Yes.
I feel that they've got rid of that whole sparking thing going on, which may be because of progress in technology, or it may just be that it's cheaper.
Or unfortunate fires that happened that burnt people.
Anyway, down they float.
On set.
It's interesting that the arms are wide and outwards on the models and inwards and forwards as they in the close-ups, but hey.
Oh, they've landed by the same skylight.
And, as you do, they're very good. They know their way around now. This is the way in. So don't go in that one. That's the disintegrator room.
Yeah, exactly.
They've all got bat wings. This is also... These are Chekhov's bat wings. They have reminded us that bat wings exist, of course.
Oh, I see. They're important.
So they're going back down that ladder. They had the fight.
The grand staircase to the ladder.
That coffin room.
Yeah.
Do you feel that all those blokes are still in that coffin room?
Yeah. I think they're just telling stories now.
Oh, hey, we got a little... That Ming's got his nook. Now, this nook... Seems to be the same nook
wherever
through when he was in a completely
exactly
different place.
He just can look through that wherever he is and see people.
I feel that was nook footage.
Nook footage, like stock footage, but only nook based.
Indeed.
Yes.
We like the city of the stock footage. Let us all go to stock footage.
The
land of stock.
He just told Zarkov to get busy. I don't know what that means.
Yes.
In this context.
Well, in his metal lab.
Make some incense. Make some stuff.
Yes, it's basically turned into Breaking Bad.
Yes. I could see Zarkov leading that show. It'd be good.
Yes.
Frank Shannon. Good.
Yeah, Frank Shannon. The
I haven't done the Frank Shannon story yet. We must do that at some point.
Indeed. Mind you, we have lots of opportunity. He's in all of them. He's one of the few actors who's in all
true
40 episodes.
We'll save that joy probably till series 3. Gosh.
Well, there won't be a lot else to talk about, will there? Little bit of lots of Lemmy Riefenstahl stock footage to talk over.
Yeah, exactly. What's Flash looking at? What's he doing? What's Flash's plan?
Oh, is a slight gap.
Oh, they're just looking for Dale, aren't they?
In the curly door.
Is that all they're doing? Looking for Dale?
I think so, yes. He's just having a mooch. He's having a mooch around the palace.
As you do.
Look at those massive urns full of chemicals.
I like them. Yeah. So he's Tarnak, isn't he, that man?
Yeah, He's Tarnak, yes. As I was trying to remember his name, yes, I think he... Oh, I've lost track. Anyway, sneaky Flash. But he's got, the fan. Oh, no, it's not a fan. It's like always hot day in the lab. But it's just his dial. As a matter of fact, I didn't see anyone. Nope, can't find Dale. Place looks deserted. I don't like it's too quiet. We got
in here so easily. I don't like the sound of that.
It's quiet, too quiet. We stepped into cliche number 64291.
Yes, that's what the credits come up on, Flash. Turn it on and you'll see what happened last week. Yeah. And possibly what will happen next week.
It'll slide across. Televised. I wanted one of these for my Nook.
So you can watch.
It's a good 50-inch screen.
Is it so you can watch Nook Footage on it?
or Nookie.
Nookie Footage.
Nookie Footage.
That sounds like a bit like Nicki.
Ah, there she
that
is.
Sounds like Nicki Minaj. Ooh. Nookie Footage.
She's flaked out. She's worn out. She's. You see, yes, you don't know where that room is. You just know it's on your television.
Yeah, exactly.
You're saying, let's go and look at BBC Television Centre, which is 200 miles away.
Quick! Let's get there.
Mind you, she's still got her hand on the Emperor's crown jewels.
What's this? They're worried. They're saying about him mixing things. What's going to happen? I don't understand.
Well, it's the cure.
Right.
Oh no, he's put the wrong chemicals in. Oh no, big Flash.
Wow.
Flash ended with a flash.
See Ming the Merciless, chapter 12 of Flash Gordon's Trip to Mars at this theater next week.
Wow. So the next episode is called Ming the Merciless. That's
yes.
Astonishing.
So, Martin, but you need to explain to me what the heck was going on there. Was it a trap that the chemicals were left in the lab shouldn't have been put together? But how did they know they were going to put? He was going to put them together. I don't understand.
Zarkov's far too clever, isn't he? Zarkov's far too clever. I will have a read of the notes.
Shall I do some cabaret while you're doing the reading, or will it not
as
be
Zarkov
long?
Finishes mixing the antidote so that they can take it to Dale, he suddenly realizes that the wrong chemicals have been supplied. The mixture bubbles ominously and then erupts in a tremendous explosion.
But what does that mean, the wrong chemicals have been supplied? Surely you can pick them up and identify them. So
they were mislabeled.
Mislabeled, exactly. That's the only way.
They were deliberately mislabeled by Tarnak.
That's a very weird plan. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. That's just so strange.
If I tell him that this chemical is really this chemical, he'll mix them together and it'll all go horribly wrong. Evil plan, plan.
Yes.
That's why he is Ming the Merciless.
But he's going to become even
more... As opposed to Ming the Incredulous.
Yeah, he's going to become even more merciless next week. This must be the height of his mercilessness next week, because otherwise you wouldn't call the episode it, would you?
You would think, no, yes. I also feel that he may have cousins all over Mongo, called like Ming the Ruthless and Ming the Incredulous.
And Ming the Unsteady. And other
Ming the Hilarious.
Yes.
Who doesn't get invited to their parties much.
No. So next week, I'm reluctant to tell you because you might get too excited. Next week,
okay,
I will be revealing the full Beatrice Roberts story, and it's an exciting tale. So if you want to find out more about Queen Azura, tune in next week. I've even got some of her original words, her talking about the craft of acting. Gosh!
Wow.
I know.
Is this all from her New York apartment?
Well, she started off in New York, but the acting wasn't going well, so she moved to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
I'll tell you all about that next time.
Beatrice Roberts' trip to Hollywood.
Exactly. And I will also be revealing...
I'd pay money to... No, I wouldn't actually pay.
You liar! Anyway.
I'd steal an aero bar off you.
It's peppermint bubbles, they're not bars. Anyway, until next time, I have been a tough seaman in the crow's nest. And he has been the second thug on a train.
Sounds about right. You take care and
bye.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Space Soldiers, a Flash Gordon commentary podcast. With Andy Priestner and Martin Holmes.
silly. Very silly. Honestly.
The euphemism. This is 30s Hollywood for you, though.
Yes.
Oh. Was it the Hayes Code?
Honestly, one of Beatrice...
No two people in bed together, one foot on the floor, and a tough semen in a crow's nest.
It's important.